Santa Claus was only one of many guests Spyro had on the hotline, including county, state, and national figures at times. And, of course, members of the town government were key figures on the Spyro hotline. Such was the case on the last hotline that Al Spyro appeared on, one day before entering Good Samaritan Hospital. On May the 16th, 1968, Supervisor John McAlevey concluded an hour and 40 minutes on the hotline, at which time Spyro commented.
Mr. McAlevey appears here periodically, like every 2 weeks on a Friday. We extend the same invitation to other heads of municipalities to come on the hotline periodically and communicate with their constituents. So far, very few have done so, unfortunately. It's the end of hotline. We'll have more hotline again tomorrow.
And that was the last hotline Al ever appeared on, with one exception. It was his birthday, 3 days before Al died. Al was 47. It was a Friday, and late in the hotline program, Dick Worden got a surprise when he answered the phone and exclaimed,
"That sounds like a familiar voice."
"It better be." "Happy birthday."
"The same to you. When are you going to have one?"
"I think today will be the day."
"Will be the day. I thought you stopped counting."
I did, but other friends are counting for me.
"How you feel?"
"Fine."
"You sound good."
"Yeah."
"So, everybody come up and give you a kiss on your cheeks and wish you well?"
Yes, and smeared me with strawberry shortcake.
"Well, you know, you can't be as lucky as we are. We had strawberry shortcake here last Sunday."
"What was the occasion last Sunday?"
"Somebody down in Marlow had a birthday.
Oh,
we brought him up to celebrate. So, you know, we can have it. Why can't you have strawberry shortcake?"
"Well, it took a heck of a while filtering down on the flood."
"So, did you get many visitors today?"
"Very few."
"Well,
keeping to a minimum."
"Good. When you come back, we'll have a birthday party for you."
"All right. With champagne?"
"With champagne or bubbly or that cold duck stuff there. You like that better, don't you?"
"Oh, much better."
"All right. And we'll stash it away and keep it here. But we can't keep it too long, so we expect you back in about a week."
"Okay. Be there."
"So, can I give you any information? The station is still in one piece."
"That's nice."
"Isn't it?" "Mm-hmm." "And the building's going up. And we're going to build a statue of you to put right in the lobby so that everybody will see you right there."
"Buried in cement."
"So, everybody has been calling up wishing you the best, and let me take it from them to you and wish you the very, very best and good health. And I got a second from Roz here."
"Okay, third to her."
"All right, third to her. And you just get out of that miserable place there after you get a good rest, and don't knock yourself out until then, and come on back."
"Right."
"And you can take over the hotline. I'm getting tired." "What can I tell you?
Is it a chore?"
"No, I'm having fun. I enjoy talking to people. I even enjoy talking to you."
"Well, then you really made it."
"Yeah, you see? So everybody wishes you speedy recovery and a very wonderful day."
"Right."
"So keep well."
"Bye-bye."
And with that bye-bye, Al said bye-bye to Rockland County Radio for the last time. The night Al Spyro died, WRKL remained on the air. And WRKL's George Dacre editorialized briefly.
"Al is gone. He lived and he worked hard. He was a good man among men. He stood for freedom of ideas and the right to expose those ideas. And although he is gone, he has left his legacy, a voice for the residents of Rockland County, WRKL. We of the staff of WRKL will see that that voice, truly the voice of Al Spyro, is not stilled. And we will miss you, Al."
And we do miss Al. But probably we missed Al most of all just a short while ago when we opened our new building, the building that Al dreamed of for so long. The building began some months before we moved in, and Al was there then. The opening ceremonies as they drove the first piles sounded like this.
"Our girl Friday is running around with a large chrysanthemum from Pomona Flannery and doesn't quite know which corner of the building it's going on, and so they have shuttled her back and forth. She just planted it. I'm not going to be able to hear a thing, or nobody's going to be able to hear a thing when they start pounding that pile. We've planted a chrysanthemum at the corner of the building.
So turn the microphone away like this, so it won't pick up all the sound, and it will help a little bit. As we describe, we're going to move it at the same time.
Am I going to move it? Everybody's taking pictures, and everybody's taking motion pictures.
We're very excited. Because actually, you know, we have tremendously outgrown our facilities as they exist today. The trailers are a little... Hey, there goes the piling right on the flower. Goodbye, little flower. Farewell. They just placed the first piling. I guess right now the big thing is the sound effects that you're supposed to hear. All right, sock it to them, fellas. Go. The entire ground is shaking here on the filler we're standing on. And so, as another pile slowly sinks beneath the swamp, we say, farewell, WRKL. And that's the beginning of our building plans. As I say, we're very excited, and we want to thank all of you in the audience for making this possible.
Construction of the building is continuing, and soon WRKL will be housed in the new quarters Al planned for so long. But with or without a new building, to Al Spiro, it was the sound on the listening end of the radio that counted, and Al's concept of what a radio station should be and should sound like was indeed unique, as unique as Al himself. WRKL will always be what Al planned it to be. For as WRKL was a tremendous part of Al's life, Al will always be a part of WRKL. Since the completion of most of the record you've just heard, WRKL has moved into its new quarters. We signed on the air from the new building Sunday morning, October 13th at 6 a.m. It sounded like this.
Thank you very much, Art Athens, and here we are back in our master studio in the new building here at WRKL. With me is some of our many friends, and Walter Johnson, would you like to have a few words?
Well, we have all spent the night here, and for the early morning arriving of the new building, Betty Spiro, how do you feel?
Oh, it was foggy out there, and I almost missed it. But we're here, and, it's a marvelous morning. A little sad, but a marvelous morning.
Thank you.
It's all yours, Ron.
Thank you very much.
Well, everybody, we're here.
Some people cried that morning, thinking that the building was not quite completed without Al there. One engineer said to me, despite some problems with the equipment, we got on the air on time. All our technical requirements were right on the nose, and all the meters are reading perfectly. We never sounded better. It's almost as if Al were here. And perhaps he was.
Fight the unbeatable.